Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Hello on Today FM. And before that was Chapel Roan and Good Luck Babe. We love Chapel Roan. Sinead, do you love Chapel Roan?
I have no idea who that is. I'm going to try.
Sue,
I could.
Do you love Chapel
Roan? I was about to pretend, but I'm not going to pretend
oh,
either.
Oh, you see.
I don't
now.
Do you know what? Your kids aren't playing
say
her.
Say me who.
They probably
what, give
are.
Give me.
No.
All right, okay.
Give me some hints.
There you go.
Ancient. She's only like the coolest thing right now, guys. Dirtbirds okay. are in studio with me. How are you this morning?
Good.
Great.
Really good.
Very excited
so
to be here.
Sue, you and I met each other many moons ago,
yes.
I think, when I was producing Ian. Ian Dempsey,
oh,
possibly.
Wow.
I think
yeah,
that was when.
Be on with the Newlies
but it's
or
our. Yes, that's exactly what it was. And the first time us meeting Sinead, so it's lovely to meet
it's
you.
It's love at first sight, Alison.
It is, exactly. Although you just called me a bad word right
I
before
know, I did. Because you put me down just before the interview, but we'll let it go.
So brand new show, I love that it's called Girls World Tour. You're at the Three Olympia, and it's on the 13th, Friday the 13th, next week.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, thanks for pointing that out, Alison.
You didn't do that on purpose?
No.
Oh, it's not like your lucky number like Taylor.
I'm really excited about the show now. Thanks.
cut to curtains falling down. Dirt birds collapsing before shows, etc., etc.
No, that won't happen. And then on the 14th, and then you've got Leisureland Galway on the 12th of October, but you've added other dates, and this is important for people to know, extra dates due to demand, 3 Olympia Theatre, and confirmed for Thursday 24th, Friday the 25th of October.
Yes.
It's actually a really nice time of year to be on stage, isn't it? People are in good moods. They're leading up to the...
Yeah, I think
they
the school
are.
Gate is kind of finished. You know, about getting them back to school and all that stuff. And the books have been bought and the school bags have been... And they're kind of going, ooh, it's a bit of me time.
It's so, time to drink. That's what women are thinking. It's Halloween. It's time to drink. And it's my time.
Yeah.
I would say to our audience, come along. You
and
won't be
drink responsibly, but come along. You will not be disappointed.
Responsibly. Yeah.
So, Sue, you have four, which is incredible. So, 19... Did you say 18?
And then 16-year-old twins, yes.
Are the twins girls, boys?
Girl and a boy.
Oh, wow.
Because I know you're a twin, right?
Yes, and so is Cahill, who produces the show.
And so am I. I just didn't want to be left
she's
out.
She's a twin
I'm
with
a twin.
Herself.
I'm one of the quadruple... Anyway, let it go. No big deal.
And you have two, Sinead, and mine's in between yours, so 15 and 12.
I always feel like such a loser when people say to Sue, how many kids have you got? Four? So I'm going to start making up nine.
I have
it's
nine.
It's just horrific.
I can
it's the
say,
workload
my twins
is incredible.
Planned. People go, four, are you mad? Yeah, I planned the twins. You know what I mean? It's like...
Well, were you like the situation where it happens for a lot of people, they plan the third, but then they get three and four.
Yeah. That was a mistake right there. You should just go, I have two gentlemen's family.
There's
that's
always
enough.
An argument in our house about who was the mistake. Do you know what I mean? The girl or the boy? And they still don't know.
Both. Yeah. Just say, just put it
actually,
to bed and go, both.
Were, four
I think it's amazing. Twins are amazing. We love them. We love them. So school is back. We were just saying that. So it's nice. I don't know if you're like me, Sinead, but I'm buzzing on having the routine, which I didn't think I was that kind of person.
Yeah.
But after the summer and August was so busy, I'm like, I actually kind of like that we're back to. Would you be like that yourself?
Oh, I would. We went on a few family holidays.
She's loaded.
And we went everywhere. But we went, my husband's Dutch, and we went to Amsterdam for a weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's from Amsterdam. And it was really lovely. But the stress of the team, I have a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old. And at one point we planned a family cycle across Amsterdam.
Oh.
And there was that many hissy fits and teenage sulks that I was actually cycling behind them going, I should have been admiring the canals, but I was actually fantasizing about pushing them into the canals.
And
that's what I was doing because I've been watching this thing on Netflix where, you know, the cycling thing. What's the Tour de France?
Yes.
They were saying just one little wobble can...
And they can go.
They can go. So that's where
apparently.
I was at, but not to drown them, just for a quick...
Yeah. For like a shocker to kind of get them back to reality.
To stop whinging about everything. So I'm delighted to answer your question that they're going back to school. Yeah.
There's always a bit of drama with the holidays in there when you're bringing them. The one for us was just as we were leaving, I haven't actually had a chance to tell Sinead this either, just as we were about to get into the cab to go to the airport, the eldest announces that he can't find his passport. But here's the thing. The passport was in a girl's handbag that he'd had a date with the night before, who was from Cork and who was waiting at Euston Station to get on her train.
To go to Cork?
To go to Cork.
Oh,
she had
my
missed
God.
The half 11 train.
So why did she have the passport?
I don't know.
Okay,
Alison.
All right.
I have
that
yet
would
to
see,
find
that's
out.
Very, there's something going on there now.
Yeah.
I mean, is that really your son? Or is that actually the Cork
I think she
girl?
Fancied him. And she
didn't fancy him.
She didn't want him to go to Portugal.
So she took his passport out with him.
That's what I'm wondering.
To get into pubs.
Oh.
Has he known their ID?
No. They all bring their passports.
Oh, damn, I wouldn't be allowed in that.
No.
Oh, no, no passports.
It's too valuable soon.
I am not the person who gathers the passports. You know, there's always that. Are you that person,
no.
Alison?
No, I don't adult at all. My husband does all the adulting.
My husband does all. He
could have bills piling up and he'd be like, when did that arrive? And I was like, I don't know, do you think it's important? Like, I don't know, it's boring opening envelopes, so he does that.
But that's what my husband does, this thing where he takes all the passports, but I'm like another child.
Well,
he goes, give me your passport, and but I just hand it over.
Sinead, you married an individual as part of the most organized community in the world, so
I'm
why would you bother?
That. Exactly, yeah. Alison.
Exactly.
That doesn't make me a bad mother.
No.
Or does it?
No.
Or does
so
it?
So what about all the different kind of mothers that we might meet at the school gates? I mean, I suppose in secondary we're not meeting them as much.
Oh yeah, we've had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
Just look at our sketches.
Yeah. But it's funny, since COVID you're not, you know, before COVID you were at the school gate and you were meeting all the different types, but now it's kind of, you know what I mean, it's changed a little bit, hasn't it?
Secondary is very different.
You don't go with them. They won't let you.
With them, so you don't meet the parents.
Yeah.
That's actually quite good.
Yeah. Wow. I was going to say, that's something to look forward to. Although, I have to say, my closest friends in the last few years are parents of my daughter.
Anyway,
I don't expect that to continue into the future. Another thing that you guys touch on that I quite like is the women at the airport before the holidays, before the freedom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a certain thing happens.
That's kind of myself and Sinead at airports as well, doing gigs in going over to London and spending like 5 hours in the sun hut, sunglass hut.
Yeah.
Then, oh, shoot, our flight is in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But those Versaces look great on you.
Yeah. Hold on, I'll take a selfie with them and then we'll get the flight.
Yeah, or we do that thing where we go, I'm not going to queue up. Do you do that thing? People queue and you go, God, they're so sad. What are they queuing
up? I just wait till the very end.
Hello, God. Yes. And then it's like, gate closed. Sinead and Sue, please come to that. And you're like, for God's sake.
Admission. This is a terrible thing to admit, but I'm going to do it on National Airways. When I go to Canada, the last number of years, it's just my daughter and I traveling. And going there is during the day, so all together. But when we fly back at night, I will get a glass of white.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
I'll get a second one and pour it into my little thermos so it's on the flight for the first hour and a half.
Absolutely.
Is that wrong?
That's absolutely right. I am not a fan of flying. I'm not.
I don't like it either.
No, I'm not a fan. I will go in to the airport and I will, I'll say I'm going to the bathroom, straight to the bar, down in shots, wine, whatever I can get into. Not a fan of it. And
It just takes the edge off. Drink responsibly.
It's
the only time you can. So if you have a drink problem, that you can kind of justify it, you know what I mean?
You just go whatever time of day.
Yeah.
Airport is doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But for me, it's just the takeoff, really.
Yeah. That's the same.
Are you? It's
once
just
I'm
I feel
set.
Like I'm going to explode or something. It's like you're going along going, this is it, I'm going to die.
Well, I just don't like the sensation of not being able to get off. So once I'm in my seat and I've got a show on, I'm fine. That's it.
Yes, and I'm up there. And I mean, in fairness, it is a tin can getting flung across the ocean.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? There is a logic to it.
Oh, God, I could talk to you guys forever. Okay, so Dirt Birds and the brand new show, Girls World Tour, all the dates are there. Where do people find you online?
Dirtbirds.net.
Okay.
Yeah,
are you on Insta?
We are. We're on Insta, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube,
everywhere. I know you're on TikTok.
Yes. Yeah. Formerly known as Twitter.
Thank you guys so much. Come back again, please. You promise you will.
Oh, absolutely.
And you have to come to the show, Alison.
I will. I definitely will.
Yeah,
thank you guys.
Brilliant.
Sinead and Sue, Dirtbirds on Today FM.
Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.